Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 6 of the Trump Squad. I am your host, Joe, and today's topic is toilet paper. Now, normally, when people do podcasts, the last topic that they would want to speak about would be toilet paper. But it seems, ever since March 15th, there has been an obsession with people buying up toilet paper in all the stores. For the life of me, I can't understand what this obsession is. I can understand bread, milk, butter, or any type of food, basically. But what was this obsession with toilet paper? The markets were never going to close, so there was always going to be a good stock supply of toilet paper. And now they're also ordering toilet paper online. And from what the looks of it on social media, especially on Instagram, they're buying Angel Soft. So I basically think that all these people want to make sure that they get soft toilet paper to wipe their asses. So what is this obsession with toilet paper? Do people feel that when they get the virus, they're going to be, I don't know, shitting their brains out? What is this all about? And why pick toilet paper? Why not eggs? Why not bread? Why not butter? Why not any type of canned goods? Because usually when something like this happens, I mean, granted, this is very rare, a pandemic. When there's a storm, when there's a tornado, a hurricane, very bad weather, large amounts of snow, people usually go to the store and they buy out the bread, the butter, the eggs, and lots of canned stuff because you never know when you're going to be locked in your house. But since March 15th, it's always been toilet paper. You would go to the store and you would be allowed one roll of toilet paper per household. Whether that household had one person, two people, four people, six people, one roll of toilet paper for all these people, what was it going to do? Now, we can surely understand that the people who bought up all these toilet papers in all the stores, we can guarantee that they're liberals because liberals have a tendency to overreact and get very friggin' dramatic. But you have to ask yourself, when people go camping and they run out of toilet paper, what do they use? If people are at home and they run out of toilet paper and there was no pandemic, what do they use? You can use pieces of material. You can use baby wipes. I once went into a store here in New York City to get other stuff other than toilet paper, just to get, you know, some food and everything. And I was in a supermarket, which is a chain supermarket. And this woman was carrying on down in one of the aisles because they didn't have toilet paper. Now, mind you, in that same aisle where she was carrying on and basically throwing herself on the floor because there was no toilet paper, there were paper towels all over the place going down the aisle. Now, you have to ask yourself, if you can't use toilet paper, aren't paper towels the next best remedy? Granted, they're very larger than toilet paper, but maybe you can cut them in half, or maybe you can rip them in fours. That way you would be able to use them to wipe your damn ass. So, she proceeded to argue with one of the managers in the store that they didn't have toilet paper. The manager, having common sense, said to her, "Ma'am, you can use these right here and they're just as good. They're just paper towels, but you can use them." She argued with the man saying that she can't use paper towels. She needs to have toilet paper. After about a good 5 minutes, the manager got a little fed up and told her that she can go fuck herself because she obviously has a mental problem, that she doesn't see that you could use paper towels to substitute toilet paper to wipe your damn ass. Now, with all these people buying toilet paper online, making sure that it's soft toilet paper because they don't want to scratch their hairy assholes, what do you do when all of this ends, or it calms down, which it has, because now you can buy toilet paper in any of the stores, and you can buy as much as you want. What do you do with all these bulks of toilet paper that you have stored in your home that you had delivered from Amazon? I've seen people go on social media trying to sell the toilet paper that they bought in bulk online for people. So this begs to differ the mentality that these people have, that they would go out of their way to buy bulks and boxes and crates of toilet paper. And ironically, the ones who did buy all these bulks was only one person. I tell you, people, there's a lot of people out there that are completely insane, and people out there who turn the worst thing that could happen into a living catastrophe. My advice to any of you is to stay away from people like that, because they're nothing but, they suck the life right out of you. So just stay away from them. They have mental problems. Granted, yes, they are liberals, and we all know how liberals are. So do yourself a favor. Don't get aggravated. Just stay away. That concludes today's episode of The Trump Squad. Please follow me on Twitter at The Trump Squad. If you have any suggestions for topics that you would like for me to discuss on future podcasts, please email me your suggestions at TrumpSquadPodcast@gmail.com. Stay safe, stay healthy, and let's continue to make America great again.